You're listening to the closing market report for Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is here now. He's with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Hi, Drew. Thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's another good day across the U.S. with not much to talk about as far as storminess is concerned, but the temperatures are ideal.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So let's start there in the Corn Belt, and then we'll work our way southward. What do we see for the next week, week and a half?
Well, you know, we're on a wonderful weather pattern right now. We're going to stay there with one little exception this weekend. We will see rain and thunderstorms develop across the heart of the Midwest. It will cause some disruption, not only there, but in the Delta and the southeastern states as well. But this won't be more than a two-day disruption, and we should be right back into the fields again next week, and most of the week next week should be okay. There's going to be some light showers probably late Monday, Tuesday across parts of the Midwest. Maybe some areas in the east will still have some showers around Wednesday. So it's not going to be perfect. But relative to what we could be seeing this time of the year, this is going to be really good, I think. There will be a little bit in the way of moderate rain from parts of Missouri into Illinois. That same corridor that was so dry over the summer is trying to get caught up, and so we will have a little longer delay there. But that's probably the only area.
And winter wheat areas, they'd be in the midst of trying to sow a crop?
Absolutely. That is going really well now. There was so much rain occurring so frequently there for a while in September and the early part of October that they really kind of fell behind the progress, but this is prime time for planting, and they are getting excellent weather to get that done with. Not much precipitation coming up. I think Oklahoma gets some moisture here on Friday night and Saturday that will set them back, but the rest of the hard-red winter wheat country is going to see just great weather. And for that matter, a big part of the soft wheat areas will see some favorable weather too, just like for the harvest of the summer crops. We will see enough dry periods in there that the crop will get off to a better start than it has.
We've been talking a lot about Mato Grosso. There was some rain, and then it dried out. What did we see in the past week, and what do you see in the next week?
You know, it really got hot there this week, amazingly hot. Temperatures running 100 to 111 degrees earlier this week for multiple days. The heat has got to be taking a pretty big toll on the early emerged crop, and some replanting may be necessary. The statistics suggest that we're moving along fairly well in Brazil planting, with the record-setting planting pace, I think, in areas across parts of Paraná and some neighboring states. And so the situation is really not as bad as everyone has visualized it to be. And we will expect, though, to see some improvement in weather as we go forward through the last part of this month. Now, I don't want to make it sound like all's well in Mato Grosso, because that's not the case. But I do think conditions have potential here to improve. Isolated and scattered showers will occur this weekend, and then they will continue periodically next week and on into the first days of November. As we get into November, I do think that we'll see an increase in the frequency, the coverage, and the intensity of rain, although stopping short of normal.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate you taking the time.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. You've been listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm Yield by Extension's Todd Gleason.